Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, March 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored today by MKiki. Leading off today, earlier this month, 95 Mac exclusively reported that the upcoming iPhone 15 Pro will have a new unified volume button and will ditch the iconic mute switch for the first time in 16 years. Now, a new batch of leaked CAD files have corroborated our report and offer a closer look at this new design. As we explained earlier this month, the iPhone 15 Pro will ditch the separate volume up and volume down buttons for a new single button that works both ways depending on where the user presses it. So pressing the button at the top will increase the volume, and pressing at the bottom will decrease the volume. In addition, our sources said that the classic mute switch will be replaced by a new pressing type button, which will use haptic feedback to tell users if silent mode has been enabled. In today's leak, we can clearly see the new design of the volume button and the mute switch. They also show that the buttons are indeed solid state or capacitive, so there's no moving parts and the buttons rely on haptic feedback for user engagement. Finally, the CAD files also seem to show that the iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus won't add these new button designs and will instead retain the same design as the iPhone 14. Next up today, a report last week went in depth on some of the cost-cutting measures Apple is putting into place as it looks to avoid layoffs. Perhaps unsurprisingly, these new policies are also going to have an impact on future product releases from Apple. In the latest edition of his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple is looking to better allocate its research and development spending. So the company wants to move spending from projects that are less pressing to projects that are more important and will give a greater return on their investments. In particular, Gurman says that this will impact Apple's plans to release new home devices, such as the often-rumored HomePod with a screen. This follows a report from Ming-Chi Kuo last week, which indicated that Apple is aiming to release a HomePod with a 7-inch display sometime in 2024 at the earliest. In addition to this, Apple also reportedly has other smart home products in the works, including an all-in-one HomePod, Apple TV, and FaceTime camera device. But again, these new home devices are said to be one of the areas affected by Apple's reallocation of research and development spending. As we talked about last week, Apple has implemented a number of changes to curb spending amid broader economic concerns. The company is delaying some employee bonuses, cracking down on travel, scrutinizing remote work, and more. We are sponsored this week by MKiki. MKiki specializes in designing diverse and comfortable iPhone cases, and it's become one of the top iPhone case brands with over a million positive reviews. For iPhone 14 Pro Max users, MKiki's MagSafe compatible case is Qi certified for all MagSafe chargers and car mounts. It features raised bezels and four corners with built-in airbags that can prevent screen and camera damage, and it has military-grade drop protection. Meanwhile, the company's silicone case is designed for comfort, adopting Real Environmental Protection liquid silicone, built-in MagSafe compatibility, and much more. Hit the link in the show notes below to get 20% off MKiki's cases for your iPhone and to learn why the company has Climate Pledge Friendly certification and Amazon Choice and bestseller banners on Amazon. My thanks to MKiki for their support of 95 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, Microsoft is already hard at work preparing for a world in which Apple is forced to allow third-party app stores on iPhone. In an interview with the Financial Times, the head of Microsoft Gaming, Phil Spencer, said that the company wants to be in a position to offer Xbox and content on any screen where somebody would want to play. In particular, Spencer references the Digital Markets Act, which is a new piece of legislation in the European Union that will require that Apple loosen its grip on the iPhone and allow third-party App Store alternatives for the first time. Microsoft wants to offer its Xbox ecosystem on any platform, but Spencer acknowledged that this currently isn't possible on mobile devices. That's why Microsoft thinks the Digital Markets Act will be, quote, a huge opportunity. He went on to say that it would be pretty trivial for Microsoft to adapt its Xbox and Game Pass applications to sell games and subscriptions on mobile devices, but all of this hinges upon Microsoft's deal to acquire Activision Blizzard receiving regulatory approval. Spencer acknowledged to the Financial Times that Microsoft's current lack of mobile games represents a hole in the company's capability. Through the Activision Blizzard deal, Microsoft will add hit games such as Call of Duty Mobile and Candy Crush to its arsenal. These would be, quote, critically important in enticing iPhone users to the Xbox App Store. So the big picture here is that even though the Digital Markets Act isn't actually going into effect until 2024, companies like Microsoft are already preparing for a world in which they aren't locked to Apple's App Store policies. So this means that once the Digital Markets Act goes into effect, we probably won't have to wait very long at all for the first third-party app stores to start debuting. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter or Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.